Hello.
Hey, Corey.
Hey.
It's Amy. It still says suspected fraud.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, I just talked to the lady. She said everything's good to go.
Did you, by chance, I mean, you probably didn't think to tell her this, but did you tell her you're making a purchase from out of state?
No, I did not.
Okay. I'm going to give it a few more minutes. Did she say if there was anything wrong with it? Like that she
No, had- basically what had happened was, and what is screwing me, I made, Facebook wanted like $2.63 for some stupid ad campaign thing, and
mm-hmm.
they said I was behind, so I tried to put the money in there just to catch that up and be done with it,
mm-hmm.
so I could then cancel the ad, and they flagged me for suspicious activity, which, don't get me wrong, $2.63 to Facebook is suspicious by all means, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's not on my end.
Right.
I mean,
I understand what you're saying. It does look weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that happened, and then, so now I'm just dealing with the
aftermath,
you know,
of that, of them trying to protect you, basically.
Yeah, screwing me, protecting me. So, okay, so now I just got to figure out. Are you able to try it again? I know it sounds weird, but.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm just going to give it a few minutes.
It takes a couple minutes for it to go back to where it was accessible, so maybe.
Yeah, I don't want it to lock it up or anything, especially because it's been multiple attempts on the same thing. Like, you know, they sometimes, I don't know, I've seen it before where they try to protect you guys, you know, and that's just kind of like what happens. So, when I'm looking at it, let's see. God, it's so strange because it keeps saying the result is that the account was closed.
Are you there? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you able to try it again? I don't know why my phone clicked off speaker, but.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, I think it's going through. The longer it takes, the better chance we have. It's still spinning. This is good for us. Yay, it went green. Welcome to Local Splash.
thank God. Wonderful. Okay.
So you're going to receive, here in just a second, you're going to receive the initial invoice, but let me go in and change the billing date because I'm going to send you a fresh one because we're going to change the date on yours to bill on the 26th. So ignore the first one that says, Corey A., thank you for choosing Local Splash, or send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. There we go. I'm going to reset your terms and conditions so it states the proper thing for you. Reset. And then resend here. Okay, so this text is coming through to you now, and it's going to have a clickable link in it that's going to say, Corey A., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
Perfect. This is an overview of everything that I verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. If you see an asterisk by something, then it means that it could be added to your package at the time of your choosing, okay? The Google Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Workspace, all the little extra things that you may want at some point, you're welcome to add them in. I have notated here that we've already spoken about a couple of them. And then just click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, that you agree to receive text messages, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name.
Yep, I got all that, and then it's asking me for a username and password.
Username is always going to be the phone number for the company, and then the password is going to be auto-generated, and that's going to come over to you via text message as well.
Okay.
Let me see here. Yours. Your password is all lowercase, fun social, F-U-N, S-O-C-I-A-L.
Gotcha. Cool.
So that's going to be the tracking and reporting system from with which you'll be able to track the results of the package. You can actually click in there and you can begin uploading photos, your logo, anything that you want us to have, the business license, the insurance. We're going to need all those things for Google verification. So the sooner that you add them in there, the quicker the process is going to go. And then we have access to it in your media folder ASAP. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. I will be calling you tomorrow from our 877 number between 2 and 3 to go ahead and get the client onboarding underway, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Thanks for your time, Corey. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.